On the last episode.
I still hate Lana. She's a cruel witch who outed me to an entire school before I was ready.
Riri, please. Her mother is one of our best clients.
Have fun, little ones. Oh, Riri, it's been so good to chat. It's been so long since we've seen you, hasn't it, Lana?
Yes, Mum.
Lana, I shouldn't have shoved you. I'm sorry. You two deserve each other. Did she tell you? Did Clarice tell you she sleeps with every single tourist there is? Shags everyone. You're nothing to her.
The things I did, I don't regret them. I looked for love, and I didn't find it. As for the killer bit, crazy killer Clarice.
Grim, please, I'm so sorry. I should have known better, and I
should have finished the job.
She went off the deep end when her mom died, you know that? They called her a couple other things than crazy, loony. She nearly killed someone, you know.
You see dead people, right? Well, I want to see my mother.
I don't think it works like that. Ghosts find me or I accidentally stumble upon them, but what you're asking for is like what Miss Buchanan did. It's a summoning.
And we'll summon her. Someone else in Calamity Beach knows our secret.
Are they human?
I hope so.
A long time ago, I met a girl named Grim off the internet. We trespassed into this abandoned theme park and fell down a tunnel. The tunnel had a red door that nothing could get through, not even light. When we climbed back out, we were different, changed. My best friend could read minds. I saw the dead. But we weren't the only ones who fell down there and got these messed up powers, no. We have one summer before we have to leave Calamity Beach behind us. One summer to find out what's behind that red door and put a stop to anyone who wants to do anybody else harm. My name's Glitter. You can call me Grim. And this is a story about a hole in the ground that changed our lives forever.
Is the weather so bad in this town all the time? It's so flippin' cold. Bran, are you there? Where's the light switch? Ugh, everything looks so different.
Glitter.
Hello? Mom? Is that you? I have pepper spray, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I want help.
You. I saw you. In the graveyard. You get away from me.
Please. Please.
Okay. I don't know what you want or who you are. I don't. Okay. Deep breaths. Don't panic. Glitter.
Glitter.
The seance. There was a summoning thing. The circle of salt and blood. It worked. The summoning thing worked. The crazy plan actually worked. Right, you're a ghost, poltergeist thing, so you don't talk back, you stare, really creepily.
No,
I have a religious artifact somewhere, yes, church, I love it, I love church, you can't hurt me.
Whatever you are.
Please. Riri. Riri, please.
No. You don't... How do you know my name? Oh my god, how do you know my name?
Glitter, please help me.
Who? Wait a second. Those eyes. And you've got the same color hair as Kevin. You're... Are you...
Please. Please. Please.
You are. You're Grim and Kevin's mom. You're Mrs. Anderson. No, you... You died. No, stupid Glitter. Of course you died. You're here. You're a ghost. And...
Help me! 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 Help me!
Enough. Enough. Quiet. I'll help you, okay? Just... Then you have to go away. Like, forever. Oh, what if Grim found out? What if Grim found out? Oh, no, 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 no.
All of me. Follow me. Follow.
I mean, it's easy enough for you to say. You just float through walls. Just, nuh-uh. No way.
Follow.
Who do you think I am? I don't climb out windows.
Follow. Follow me.
Fine, I'll follow you. Sheesh. You're cranky for a dead person, aren't you? That's a long way down. I haven't really used the fire escape thingy in a while. Oh, I hate rusty ladders. I could get tetanus. My old building at least had stairs.
Follow. Follow.
God, okay, I'm going. Oh, that's such a long way down.
Don't.
Easy for you to say, you're dead.
No talking.
Sorry. Easy does it. Easy, just don't look. Oh, I look down, I just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going, going, going. Oh, that hurt.
Up. Up. Follow me.
I just fell down the ladder. Just give me a second. I always hated that weird ladder fire escape thing.
Grave. Grave. Yard. Grave. Yard.
Huh? Say that again?
Go to the grave yard.
Graveyard? How the hell am I supposed to... Hey, where are you going?
Use this...
old bike? I mean, sure. Guess. I haven't really ridden in a while, but you know what they say. It's just like riding a bicycle. Actually, yeah.
Graveyard! Hurry! Pause.
Wait, hold up. I don't float like you do.
Far enough here. Read it. Read.
Wait, this grave's all covered in moss or something. Let me just wipe it down. Oh. Memory of the loving mother, Wendy Anderson.
Me?
Wait. I knew it. I suspected, but... Why did you come to me? You're Grimm's mom. Mom of Clarice Anderson. Why would you come to me? Have you been the one whispering in her head?
No. No. Others. Others.
What others?
Hell on earth.
With all due respect, Mrs. Anderson, Wendy, what happened? Tonight, you were killed.
We go now.
Where?
The carnival.
It's almost like this place came back to life. It's like a ghost of what it once was. Sorry if that hurt your feelings.
Used to pain. Come.
Where are we going now? My legs are sore from all that pedaling. A bike isn't the easiest way of getting around, you know. We're here. Oh, you mean like the main fairgrounds? Damn it, I hate climbing that fence. At least it didn't fall this time.
Hurry.
I am hurrying. It's not easy having this whole Christmas Carol moment, okay? Make it look easy in the movies, but it's not.
Tunnels underneath.
Wait, hold up. You want me to go back to the red door? Aside from the fact that somebody filled that entire hole and all those tunnels with dirt, I'm not going back there. Sure, we got those weird, cursed powers last time, but you want me to get some weird witch like Miss Buchanan trying to cut off my hand again? Uh-uh. I'm not doing it.
Must go.
Nothing good comes from those tunnels.
Must go.
Why? Why do you want me to go down there so much?
Revenge. Revenge.
No. No, 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 no. No. I might see the dead now, but I am not gonna do that. I am not going into the revenge Hamlet business. I'm not out of some Tarantino movie. I'm not even dressed in leather with the eyeliner and the whole Blade Runner detective noir aesthetic. If you want revenge, ask Grimm. She's your daughter, isn't she?
You must.
Why?
Because they're coming for you too.
Who's coming for me? The others?
To the tunnels. Follow. Follow.
Well, that opening wasn't there before.
Neither was I.
God, I hate this place.
Follow. Follow.
Nuh-uh. I'm not getting closer to that red door. It started all this.
It will also end.
Please don't. Don't make me.
Hold your hand to the door. Listen. You can hear what happened here.
No, I can't. Hearing voices? That's Grimm's thing.
The red door increases your power.
Wait. Again, I can't hear something. What are these? Memories?
I don't want to do this.
Please.
She paid me a lot of money to keep you silent.
I won't speak. How can you? I can keep a secret.
Only the dead don't speak.
Philip will finally, he works his titles.
Philip, your husband's the garden mechanic. Of course he will, darling. He'll find you under a bunch of rubble. These tunnels are awfully unsafe, you know. Accidents happen all the time.
You can't hurt your children. The girl, you can't do this. You can't do this. Mister, you can't, please. Please.
Are you family too, Windy? A wife? You aren't the only one who got curious and opened the red door, you know. She's never been the same. Threatened to kill her. It's you or her, you understand, and we get good money paid for our services.
No. 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 Oh my God. I'm so sorry. That was awful. I'm so, so sorry.
I can't feel it anymore.
What's done is
done.
Oh, God, Grimm. Grimm said you died in an accident under the Amity's care, but this wasn't an accident. You were murdered. What were you even silenced for?
For opening the red door.
And Miss Buchanan also opened the red door?
And others.
So you got powers too, like the rest of us?
I could see the future.
The future? Wait, so you knew that you were gonna die and you still went?
Only way to save my daughter from the others. So I thought.
But
come not. You must go home.
Well, thanks for the visit. I guess. And the warning.
Do not tell Grin you saw me.
I'll keep your secret. I promise.
I cannot stay much longer. The others will find me.
The others, you keep talking about the others. What are they?
I can feel them coming, the ones behind the red door.
No, Miss Sanderson, Wendy, you have to tell me what's coming after us. Who's trying to kill us?
They're almost here.
Wait, please.
Take care of her.
Mrs. Anderson. At least you're back, Bran. It's almost like it was all a dream. Or a nightmare. Something. Something's coming after us, Bran. Something that even scares the dead. If the dead are scared, what's gonna happen to us?
Thank you so much for listening to the Glitter and Grim podcast.
You mean Grim and Glitter.
Also, if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to like and or leave a review on whatever platform you're streaming this podcast on to help us get more listeners. And pretty, pretty please subscribe.
Grim, say thank you.
Thanks. I guess that'll have to do. See you in the next episode.
See ya.